I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we check in on the bailout. Where's the money gone so far? But first, the 111th Congress opened today amid a raging dispute over two Senate seats. Comedian Al Franken has said he is the winner of the seat in Minnesota, but Republican incumbent Norm Coleman says he's still going to fight. And from Illinois, Roland Burris, the man tapped to fill Barack Obama's vacant seat in the Senate, traveled to the Capitol to try to claim the seat to which he was appointed by embattled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich last week. Senate Democrats, among other critics, say the appointment is tainted because the governor is under federal investigation on corruption charges for, in essence, trying to auction off the seat. But others say that Burris, a former Illinois attorney general, is qualified, was legally appointed, he's done nothing wrong, and the citizens of Illinois shouldn't have to go without representation because of Blagojevich's alleged misdeeds. And Burris made that point in dramatic fashion on the steps of the Capitol today.
My name is Roland Burris, the junior senator from the state of Illinois. I presented my credentials to the Secretary of the Senate and advised that my credentials were not in order and I would not be accepted, nor would I be seated, nor will I be permitted on the floor. And therefore, I am not seeking to have any type of confrontation. I will now consult with my attorneys and we will determine what our next step will be.
To find out what those next steps might be, we've turned to NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. He's here with me in the Washington studio. Boy, Ken, this could not have been how Majority Leader Harry Reid wanted to start it off this session.
No, if you think of what happened on November 4th, big victory by the Democrats. They captured the White House. They gained seats in the House and Senate. They were looking at this day as just the culmination of big Democratic rule. And the last thing they wanted was an embarrassment like this with Roland Burris trying to get into the Senate and being rejected.
Why were his credentials not deemed to be in order?
Well, according to the state law, you have to have two signatures on his certification. He got it from Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois. You also have to get it from the Secretary of State, Jesse White, a fellow Democrat. White has refused to sign it because, like most Democrats in Illinois, they feel that because Blagojevich is under some kind of a major investigation, he's not qualified to make the appointment. But the law doesn't say that a questionable governor can't do it or a tainted governor. He's still the governor. Blagojevich has not resigned, has not been impeached, has not been removed from office. He's not even under indictment. They're just allegations against him. So legally, what he did seems to be on the up and up by naming Roland Burris. Roland Burris went to the Senate, the Secretary of the Senate this morning, to present his case and say, look, I've done nothing wrong. I am not under any investigation. Blagojevich has the power to do it, and here I am.
So in essence, the objections that are being made both in Illinois by the Secretary of State and by the Senate Democrats are moral objections. They're not legal objections.
They sound far more moral than legal, and that's why Timothy Wright, one of Roland Burris's attorneys, said afterwards that we hope to sit down and talk to Harry Reid and the Democratic leadership and explain exactly what's at stake. Otherwise, we could very well go to court on this.
Even though I think since the appointment was made, a lot of people anticipated that this confrontation was coming, when it came, it was surprisingly emotional, wouldn't you say?
It was emotional because Roland Burris, you know, if you ask him and the people who support him, say, look, he is completely entitled to this seat. So in the pouring rain in the gray skies of Washington, there was a huge crowd, a whole entourage of aides, of cameramen, of journalists pushing squads. And Roland Burris is a little guy. I mean, he seemed to be dwarfed by all these cameramen and the lights and everything. But there's something symbolic about this guy who really wanted to look like he was standing up to the powers, the institution of the Senate. Because as far as he's concerned, and as far as legally concerned, he was nominated by the governor of Illinois, and that's all you need to be to present your credentials.
It is not fair to ask you to predict, but you do spend a lot of time covering all of these guys, and you have to wonder whether this kind of public confrontation, in your words, kind of the little guy standing up, it kind of looked like a David and Goliath scene. Will that change the dynamic of how this issue goes forward? Or in the end of the day, is this really a matter that's going to end up in the courts and that's really where it lies?
Well, it depends. I mean, the Democrats have said from the beginning, Harry Reid has said from the beginning, that we're not going to accept anybody of Blagojevich names. But the fact is that Roland Burris is an African-American. He's appointed by the governor of Illinois. And the fact is that Patrick Fitzgerald, who's conducting this investigation of Blagojevich, said this can go on for another 3 months with Blagojevich not showing any indication or desire to step down, I think the Democrats feel that this should be resolved sooner than later.
And speaking of another issue that's been going on, the battle to resolve the Senate seat in Minnesota continues.
Right,
let's bring us up to date on that.
But it's closer to ending than it was before. Al Franken, the Democratic challenger, has now, with all the votes counted, 2.9 million votes counted. He has a 225-vote lead. Republican incumbent Norm Coleman says he will fight it. He says there are several hundred questionable ballots, absentee ballots, but most people feel that Franken will be the next senator.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. And you can read his blog anytime, Political Junkie, at npr.org. Ken, thanks so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Earlier today, I also talked with Danny K. Davis. He's a congressman representing Illinois' 7th District, and I caught up with him by phone on his way to Capitol Hill, where he was about to be sworn in to serve his 7th term in the Congress.
Well, it is still exciting, it's still exhilarating, and it's something that you look forward to.
It's my understanding that Governor Blagojevich initially offered the seat to you. Is that correct?
That is correct. But I decided that because of the uncertainty and because of the protracted fight, and since I'm already engaged in a number of things that take up my time, that deal with what I call substantive issues, like finding solutions to the homeless problem or helping ex-offenders reintegrate back into society and trying to find out why so many kids don't go to school and drop out so early, I decided I'd best spend my time working on those issues as opposed to defending why the governor appointed me.
It's been reported that you recommended that the governor tap Roland Burris for this seat. Is that true?
That is true.
Why not recommend that he either resign or that he go forward with a special election, as the Illinois Assembly was initially inclined to do?
Well, I don't think that he was going to resign. I think he'd already dug in and decided that he was the governor and that he had every legal right to make this decision. And I think that he has every legal right to make the decision, and he has done so. And he has made it for an individual who has impeccable credentials, 20 years of solid experience as a statewide elected official, never any hint of impropriety or scandal. And so he couldn't have come up with a better choice for the situation.
But can I press you on this question of a special election?
Sure.
And why would not a special election have been the fairest way to resolve this matter? So that, well, let the voters decide.
I don't know what fair is. The law already exists. The question of fairness is always debatable. Is it fair for birds to eat worms? If you ask a bird, you get one answer. You ask the worm, you get another one. And so the law exists. If the legislature decided to change the law, then it's their prerogative to do so. But the leaders in Illinois have decided up to this point that a special election would just simply be too costly at the moment, especially given the fact that state finances, like they are all over the country, are having difficulty, and they just decided that that was not the most prudent thing to do.
Forgive me for pressing this point. The other argument, though, is that the real issue is political, is that there was a feeling on the part of Democratic leaders in Springfield that the seat might go to a Republican because of the taint around Blagojevich and all of this. And so the argument that they're making is that the real reason that the state government leaders didn't want a special election is that they thought a Republican might win.
Well, there are always political considerations in almost any decision that gets made. I think that's why it's called politics. And so there's certainly nothing wrong with protecting your political position. You see, I happen to believe that it's in the best interest of the state of Illinois and of the citizens of Illinois that a Democrat continue to hold that seat, which Democrats and other people voted to elect a Democrat to fill. And so I think people have already indicated that they wanted a Democrat to fill the seat. And that's why the Democratic Party, in a sense, or the Democratic governor, gets an opportunity to appoint a replacement for President-elect Barack Obama.
And what about the racial aspect of it? Do you also think it important that this seat be filled by an African-American, since Barack Obama is an African-American and there are currently no other African Americans serving in the Senate. Do you think that matters too?
Well, I think all of that matters, but I think the real deal is who best fits the description of an individual to fill that vacancy at the moment. A qualified African American, a qualified non-African American, qualified Latino. It's just that in appointing or selecting Roland Burris, that the governor did two things. One, he selected a very qualified individual, no matter what race or ethnic group he may have come from. And, of course, Roland Burris is, in fact, an African-American. And so, at the moment, that's the best possible selection that he could have made.
Finally, Congressman, as I mentioned, we've caught up with you on your way to be sworn in, and we appreciate your taking the time. What's your top priority as you get back to work?
Well, I think that we obviously have to find a solution to some of the economic problems facing our country. We are in serious economic difficulty. We've got to be able to create jobs and work opportunities. And I think the proposed infrastructure development plan, the stimulus, that President-elect Obama is one of the best ways of doing that.
Danny K. Davis is a member of Congress. He is a Democrat. He represents the 7th District of Illinois. He was kind enough to join us on the phone as he's on his way to be sworn in to begin his 7th term serving in the House of Representatives. Congressman Davis, thank you so much for speaking with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and it's been my pleasure.
We're going to go now to NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin, to pick up the rest of the story. He's here with me in the studio. Welcome back. Happy New Year to you also.
Thank you, Michelle.
You just heard Danny Davis talk about what he thinks should happen. Now, this obviously is embarrassing for the Democrats to start the session with this cloud. What do you think Harry Reid is going to do?
Well, he hasn't changed his mind. He still says that until there's two signatures on Roland Burris' appointment of the governor and the Secretary of State, Jesse White, then he gets appointed, or then he gets credentialed. But Jesse White, the Illinois Secretary of State, has refused to sign it because of the taint surrounding Rod Blagojevich. But other people are trying to say that when Roland Burris shows up at noon on today to try to present his credentials, it's almost like George Wallace standing in front of the courthouse door, back in Alabama, because it's just, according to the state law, the governor has the right to appoint whomever he chooses, and the governor has picked Roland Burris. So there may be a confrontation. Burris says he will not want one. The Democrats obviously don't want one, but it'll be very interesting to see what happens.
You said before that you think this is going to end up in court no matter what.
Well, it has to. It has to, because the question is, Blagojevich still named a special date for the Rahm Emanuel congressional seat, and nobody questioned that. So why are they questioning this? I mean, do you pick and choose which of Blagojevich's actions you like? So I think that's kind of the argument that the Burris camp is going to fight.
Speaking of court, there's another disputed Senate seat. Democrat Al Franken, a former entertainer turned politician, was declared the winner of his race with Republican incumbent Norm Coleman after a recount that dragged on for weeks. But now the Republicans say that he shouldn't be seated, and they're going to go to court. On what grounds?
Well, he wasn't declared the winner yet. He wasn't certified the winner yet. He leads by 225 votes. All the votes have been counted. Norm Coleman, who basically was supposed to have won this race, he thought he won the race. On November 4th, he had a sizable lead. Now he's down by 225. He says there are still some 600 absentee ballots that have yet to be counted. Also, he's contending that there are at least 100 votes that have been counted twice. He's going to the courts to try to make his case, but it seems like the numbers are stacked against him. Even if he gets some kind of a second hearing, the 225-vote lead is the largest that Al Franken has had since the counting began on November 4th.
So what court next? What court do they appeal to? Is this a federal issue or a state?
Well, if the state Supreme Court will refuse to hear, because there have been some close elections in Minnesota history in the past where they have gone to the state Supreme Court with the option of going to a federal court. But it sounds like Franken and the Republicans, and we heard from John Cornyn, the Republican senator from Texas, that they want to fight as long as they can. They will fight whatever ways they can, and that could be a federal court.
And finally, Bill Richardson, New Mexico's governor, withdrew from consideration to serve as Commerce Secretary in the Obama Obama administration now. When President-elect Obama originally chose him, there had been some concern about the lack of Latinos in important cabinet positions. Does that argument still go forward? And who's to blame here? Was this a vetting problem, or do you think that Bill Richardson was less than candid about the political problems he would have getting confirmation?
Well, I think everybody knew that there was a pay-for-play investigation going on in New Mexico. Richardson insisted he told the Obama vetting team about this problem. But I think that even though Rod Blagojevich's name did not come up in the Richardson withdrawal, what happened in Illinois got so ugly that the Obama people feared that any taint from New Mexico could hurt them even further, and that's why they were glad to cut him loose.
Karen Rudin is NPR's political editor. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio, and you can read his blog, Political Junkie, at npr.org at any time. Thanks again, Ken.
Thanks, Michelle.